Stars and Hall Stands. I'm Amber, and this is the Hallmarkies Podcast, the podcast made by Hallmarkies for Hallmarkies. And today, joining me talking about The Good Witch is the one, the only, Georgia!
Hi!
Georgia!
Thank you for being so excited.
Well, we are just excitable people. I just want to first start off apologizing that I bailed on you last week. Please don't hate me forever, Miss Georgia.
Oh my gosh, you're apologizing. I thought you were apologizing to the people. Don't apologize.
No, the people don't care if I was gone.
The people ask about you, even if you're there. It's like, was Amber still going to be there next
They're
week?
They're like, oh, was Amber even there? Because I didn't like any of her opinions, so I put them out of my brain.
And, quiet. We miss you. We love having you there, obviously.
Stop.
Nobody has the Martha expertise that you do, so we need
That's true. In all things Martha, I am the best. Speaking of Martha, how excited am I that she is back in the game as mayor? A ton. That's the answer. How do you feel about that? Are you sad that Abigail's gone, or do you think that was enough?
I mean, it's so bittersweet because I obviously am happy for Martha. Like, yay, that's where Martha's supposed to be. But honestly, I'm crushed because I wanted it to be a full season. I wanted to see Abigail, like, do more as mayor. And I just liked having her in control. And so it's very selfish on my part, but I was quite sad to see her go.
I do have to say, though, Martha was my favorite part of the episode. She usually is, but this week, I'm going to say, most of the storylines didn't really connect with me, but Martha being so funny did connect with me.
What was your favorite part, Amber?
My favorite part was when she was like, that's all we have for today. And the girl's like, no, we still have 28 minutes. And she was, what?
She seriously thought that was the entire show.
It was so funny.
Not the dramatic reading. I really thought that would be
the dramatic reading was so good. But here's the thing. This is probably going to get me fired from the podcast and going to get like all of my credibility of romance out the window.
Risk it.
I don't love poetry. Like, I don't love rhymes. Like, but rhymes are okay. But free verse? Oh my gosh. Stop it. Stop it with your free verse.
I don't want to sound uncultured, but I completely, I agree, not completely agree. There are some poems where you go, oh my gosh, it's put together so well. I really enjoyed, like, in school when we would have to write poetry. It's challenging, and it was fun. But reading it so much of the time, so many people, I just think it's more pretentious than it needs to be. There would be a better way to communicate that kind of stuff. At least if you rhyme it, you have to fit it into some kind of thing, or like, you know, iambic pentameter or something where you have to fit it into like a certain structure. But if you're just like, poem, because I wrote words, and you go, like, anybody, like, literally anybody could do that and call it a poem.
Yeah. My favorite poem, though, of all time is the William Carlos Williams poem, This Is Just to Say. Are you familiar with this poem?
I do not believe I am. Are you going to
read me? I am. I'm going to do a recitation despite my hatred of poetry.
Do it. You obviously hate it so much.
It's called, This Is Just to Say, I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious, so sweet, and so cold. And that's the whole poem. And the reason why it's amazing is because it's actually like a super passive aggressive note that somebody wrote to somebody else who wasn't there at breakfast when they were supposed to be. So yeah, I'm eating your plums.
So you only like sassy poetry.
I guess. No, but I love that one. I have often written a This Is Just to Say poem. Like the other day, a lady at work was gone, and I get water flavor packets from her desk, and I was like, so I left her a note that said, this is just to say, I have taken the water packet that was in your drawer, and which you were probably going to let me have anyway. Forgive me. It is delicious, so sweet, and so powdery, or something.
Okay, Amber, you didn't even give yourself like a minute to contradict yourself.
Literally the only poem I like.
Have you read all poems, Amber?
This is the only poem that I have read that I have really connected with.
Did you have to do a poetry unit in school?
Yes.
You have to do it like a bunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know, man. That was always the part that I liked. I actually have a notebook full of like old attempts at poetry.
Everyone's tried to write poetry, right?
But it was like, Amber, I got like a notebook, like a full. I really thought that was going to be a thing. Put this out because it's terrible. But seriously, where I was like, yeah, I can write poetry. And you read back on it and you go, what am I even, do you think that's what poets do? Do you think if they read back on their stuff that it would be with a more critical eye? Do you think they would think it was silly?
I can say with at least certainty that William Carlos Williams was like, nailed it on that poem because it's so good.
It is. Because it's passive aggressive. Because a message, there's a very clear message. He didn't try to do anything with the language or the, you know. Like, hey, I ate your stuff. There you go.
Next week, remind me, and I will bring on some of the terrible poems I wrote about boys in junior high.
Oh, me too. Go find them.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to do it on Feedback Friday, so you have to come.
I have to come?
Yeah, you have to come to Feedback Friday. Okay, so that's Martha's storyline. And we kind of can talk about the prince right now, right?
Just get it over with, yeah.
I didn't love the prince storyline. It was so cold and so sweet.
I'm cutting you out now.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so... But no, for real though, it was not interesting to me. I didn't feel like they had chemistry. It just proved more to me that I'm kind of over the prince meets a normal girl thing and is hiding his princely identity. It's just, it's been done deeper and better. I didn't need it. I didn't need that in my life.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I 1,000% agree. I was watching it and I was like, okay, well, what's his motive for, you know, what's he hiding? I really was hoping he was going to be some kind of criminal or something, because that would have been like, ooh, is she going to be able to accept that? Not that I want people to be criminals, but you know what I mean. He's hiding something. What is it? And I just assumed that he was a prince, but then they made it seem like it was going to be something a little more like, what's he all about? Oh, he's a prince.
Oh, okay. But he's engaged. And I'm like,
they all are. That's what he's hiding. I mean, it was just such a weird, it's a weird storyline for that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weird thing to, it's not relatable. There wasn't magic associated with it.
And like, where did he decide to come to Middleton of all the places?
I'm wondering. Like, yeah, when did he go, oh yeah, Gray House is where I'm going to go hide out. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And excuse me, why, have you seen Olivia before?
Yes.
We've seen Olivia?
Somewhere. I don't know where.
On the show, you know her as a librarian?
Oh, you mean, no, I just think I've seen the actress before.
Okay, because they introduce her as somebody we're all supposed to know. Olivia, who you all know and love, and I'm sitting here going, what did I miss this season or last season?
Yeah, no, Olivia on this show, but I feel like I've seen the actress before.
Yeah, she looked familiar, but I didn't understand why, I mean, I get, okay, she's supposed to live there and people don't go to the library, but why was she at Gray House? If she lives there, why was she...
Well, they say because she was getting her house painted.
Was that? It was very frustrating because I couldn't hear. I missed that part, and I'm sitting here like really, really frustrated by it. Okay, that makes a heck of a lot
more sense. And then, like, he's throwing away his family's thing for a girl that he's not even had two dates with.
It was weird.
It was like a hang and a date that got canceled. That was, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it was definitely rushed, but Rachel said it on Twitter, where it's like, you don't need more royal movies, because clearly you can tie up this whole storyline, and, you know, they had four other storylines going.
Yeah.
And they got it all settled.
But maybe it wasn't as good because it was so rushed.
But can you think of, like, most of the royal ones that they do, personally, they're not, like, really my favorites.
Wouldn't you really like to see one where it's, like, a royal person and a royal person, and they both don't know who each other are, and they both are trying to be common people?
I mean, that would be more interesting, yes.
Wouldn't that be funny, though?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be... I didn't even think about that one. Because people always say, well, reverse it and have it be a princess. But they've done that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know.
A prince and pauper storylines. Like, what? I mean, it's not the prince and the pauper. But you know what I mean. Obviously, you know it. But anyway. Anyway, it was just on like a scale of 1 to 10. How interested was I in that storyline? 3.
Oh, you gave it a 3? Because it didn't even tie into anything for me. I would have given it like a 2. Because I don't see any point in having it.
It gave us Martha's poem.
I mean, yeah, but you could have had like Nick be into poetry for a week or something. Speaking of,
hey Nick, how's it going? We don't know. Cause you weren't there.
Nick was just gone. I was very concerned.
Oh, Nick.
Poor little Nick. He was such a big part of it last week, and he was actually being fun, and now he's gone.
Poor kid. Maybe he's visiting his mom. He has a mom. Okay.
It's true.
He was visiting his mom. All right, so let's talk about Grace. No, let's save Grace.
Saving Grace.
Cliffhanger. We're going to Saving Grace. Let's talk about Abigail and her Davenport bro with the magic wishing well. Have we had this wishing well before in the show, or is this another new landmark? Because it seems kind of like something that I maybe could remember, but it could also be like, you know, I'm confusing it with the magic flower.
There was the flower. There's always a tree. Yeah, I don't, because I want to say I've heard of it, but I don't think they used it.
I don't know. Someone who's better than us. In the comments, can you please tell us if we've seen this wishing well before? Just down below in the comments. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Or you can at me and Georgia on the internet. Well, we'd like to know.
It's a site called Twitter. You can at us on there.
You can add us on Twitter. I'm also now on Instagram, but I'm not going to say it, but just so you know. Okay, so now let's talk, Miss Georgia, about the meat and potatoes of this, which is the guy's dad wants to build a country club.
Yeah, he does, I guess.
Did you love that?
I mean, so I didn't love that the dad wanted to build a country club, because I'm like, that seems like a weird place to do it, and that seems like a weird thing to want, and just, I mean, again, you have to come up with stuff. Like, it's fine. It's not totally out of place, but I did love what it led to. Hmm. Not losing Abigail, but I liked the way that they had her interact with, Donovan?
Yeah, I think that's his name, yes.
Donovan Davenport, yes. I actually liked it this week, because I've been a little bit iffy. I like them together personally, but I've not necessarily trusted him. And now I feel like we can trust him a little bit more. So I did appreciate the storyline. I enjoyed that part of it. But the dad, I was like, you're not supposed to like him, so that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I didn't love it. I didn't love the whole country club thing. If, in the words of Rachel, it felt very land trust to me. But I feel like it's resolved, maybe? So we don't have to worry about that?
I mean, I feel like the whole thing was resolved just because that was pretty much an excuse for him to stand up to his dad, which was a way for him to prove that he's, like, totally in love with Abigail and they're going to be all happy and stuff. And so I love that, you know, there's really the country club didn't seem like the main conflict anyway.
Yeah, I do just kind of feel like I'm calling shenanigans on the fact that he's like in love with her after 5 minutes. I know you were in love with her after 5 minutes, but...
Hello, yeah, thank you, Amber. I was like, it doesn't take long. She's the best.
But, you know, whatevs. And then, I don't really have much more to say on it, so if you want to say more things, then you've got this. Do you want to say more things?
Well, how do we not... I mean, Abigail deserves someone who will stand up to his dad, his slimy little dad, for her. And he's like, oh, you're going to do it for her because he's going to lose her and stuff. And then he's like, no, I'm doing it for whatever else he said it was. I do wish that he had been like, yeah, because of her, because he likes her. But we get it next week, so I can wait, I guess.
All right.
I mean, I'm only sad that we lose Abigail's mare. That's it. Everything else I was fine with.
I'm fine with losing Abigail's mare, but that's because Martha needed something and she was just holding onto it for spite for a long time. We'll do, we won't go there. We won't retread it. We won't retread it.
Oh, well, Martha has her show. Now what's she going to do? Martha has her show and she's mayor. They could have been like co-mayors or something.
I do not feel like Martha's going to keep doing that show.
Why?
Because, you know, she's more of a vlogger and less of a show host.
I was like so ready to be Martha, talk show host, Abigail Mayer. I'm like, that's like fresh material. That's stuff you wouldn't expect. It's going to be super funny. And then they just went back. Now Abigail has her flower shop again and her candy and stuff, which is fine. But like, Abigail's not passionate about flowers, is she?
I guess she is. She seems to think she is.
But she's not, Amber. She's not. Abigail needs to be happy, okay? We need to make this like a huge priority on the show. And I feel like it's... She needs her own show, maybe.
All right. Speaking of somebody who needs to be happy, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
How do you feel about the love triangle?
I was so happy about it last week, and now I'm devastated because it looks like everybody's all sad.
Who do you think she should end up with?
I mean, it's just like a given that it needs to be Adam, and I feel like everybody knows that. But I feel so bad that she's going out with Vincent and she seems to like him okay, but he seems to really like her.
I just think Vincent's the way better choice.
Right? Do you think he's more interesting or what?
Yeah, he's more interesting. He's like, when he's on screen, I'm like, this is more fun. And he cares about the things that Stephanie cares about and he's like, listens to her. And Adam's like, let's talk about my baseball teams more.
You know,
what
that's
calling it?
I can't remember. I could not understand what he was saying.
It sounded like he was saying, like, not badminton, but like badminton.
not badminton, but badminton?
Yeah, well, like, it wasn't badminton, but it sounded kind of like the word badminton.
He said something weird. He didn't say baseball, and I looked at it and I was like, I don't know what word he just used, but I feel like it didn't make sense. Was it a team name or something?
Maybe they're like the Middleton badminton baseball team.
That would be very confusing.
But I don't know. I just don't like him that much.
Mm-hmm.
A guy at the hospital, but he's not great as a guy that I love.
Because I think you make a really good point where I thought, okay, it's a given. She obviously likes him better and they had immediate chemistry and the whole thing. But I kept thinking that too, where Vincent's super supportive and he's going to help her buy a food truck. Like, excuse me.
Well, not only that, but like, they had chemistry when they first met.
Yeah. I thought that. And then, but
just because the show showed us Adam first doesn't mean that it was better.
No, it doesn't, but everybody else seems to be, like, Team Adam, so I'm trying to see it, and I was Team Adam until I realized that Vincent should have been a possibility, and now he's in the picture, and I mean, personally, I'm pulling for Vincent. I think he seems like he'd be a really good boyfriend, he seems like a good guy, I think he's more interesting, just overall, nothing against Adam, but, you know.
I have things against Adam right now because of him being put against Vincent.
What are your things against him? I'm glad you like Vincent, because I feel like you didn't originally.
No, I liked Vincent the whole time.
Really?
I mean, you can fact check me, but I thought he was more interesting. I don't really love any of the two other new boys. They're the same person physically, and they are just, I don't know.
They're not.
Neither of them are doing ringing my bells.
Okay, none of them are the same person physically, Amber. You're talking Donovan and Adam? No.
They went for the same casting call, and they chose one for a different part.
Okay, no, they have completely different faces. They have the same coloring, but Adam's nose is so much more prominent. And then Donovan's little
face. I'm not saying they're twins.
You said they're the same person physically.
They are the same person physically.
Is that not the same as being twins?
They would both be arrested for committing the crime as somebody else, as the other one, because the police would be like, this is the exact same description we got for the other guy.
But, I mean, you could say that about Vincent, too.
No, Vincent's not. He doesn't have short hair. He doesn't have the scruffy thing. He's got, like, longer hair.
What about Sam?
He's a different build. Sam is different as well.
But if you had, like, a very, very vague description, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, they're roughly this height, short, dark hair. Like, you pretty much, they don't have, you know, anybody with, like...
You're saying, like, there's not enough of people in Canada to cover this different demographic? You're crazy. They have all kinds of people in Canada.
They do, yes, but they clearly like to choose these same people who they use for their movies.
Same and such, people. You know? They're the same person.
And okay. I'm including Vincent, too, even though I very much like Vincent, too.
I think Vincent's just different. He looks a little bit different. And I feel like the other two guys are very handsome and, you know, they're doing a good job, but they seem like you should have just picked one or the other one.
I can give you that. I understand that because it seems like maybe they could have gone for a different look for somebody and they just didn't. I don't really know why you would do that if you're introducing two what I assume are going to be sort of main players on the show for the season, why you would have them be like that similar.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll say that. I completely
You've come around. Them. You've come around.
I get it. I get why you want them to be different and they're not necessarily different, but
yeah. You know, like why couldn't you have picked a taller one or a shorter one or a different colored haired one or even heck bring in some ethnicity guys.
What? No. That would be great. I hope Grace ends up with Tyler because I'll just be like stoked. From last week?
Oh, yeah, Tyler from last week.
Yeah.
I love Tyler from last week.
Right?
We didn't I hope get he was hanging out with Nick this week.
Me too. Yeah, maybe they're friends now.
They were friends before, but.
But like Tyler's all lonely and he wants people to hang out with. So maybe now they're hanging out.
Like the lonely doctor guy. How did you feel about that storyline?
Oh my gosh, I forgot that it wouldn't even happen. That's how I felt about it. I forgot it happened.
It was a really boring storyline, wasn't it?
It was rough because I thought, I was so excited when I saw the preview and I was like, yes, the medical mystery part. I missed that part because I love it when you have to figure out what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
And then it was so quick where, oh yeah, I'm having problems with my wife. If you say it's a broken heart, I'm just done. And I said that. I was like, if you say it's a broken heart, I'm not interested. And that's all it was.
Well, yeah, but he didn't, he jokingly said it, like, so, you know, at least Cassie didn't say it.
Cassie did say it.
She didn't say broken heart, did she?
Oh, she did, yeah. And that's when I was like, throwing the towel, I'm out. Because she's sitting there and he goes, oh, yeah, something. Sam said something. And then Cassie went, oh, so does a broken heart. And then they looked at each other. And I was not happy about it because, yeah.
I feel like Cassie didn't get to do a lot this episode either.
Mm-mm, not enough.
She was just in the periphery of all the things, which is fine. Like, you know, brew your magic, good witch. But I just like when she's more involved.
Same. Because what even happened? This is terrible. What happened with the doctor guy? I think I got...
He came downstairs and they had that weird breakfast chat about...
oh, the strawberry crepes?
With love. And then he was like, okay, I'm packing now. Bye, let's be friends. Have a nice summer.
And so he's going back to his wife who doesn't want to be with him?
No, they talked on the phone off camera.
Oh.
And okay. I guess they fixed everything with that one phone call.
Okay, sure they did. That sounds good and realistic.
But, you know, that's not the phone call that I care about. I care about Luke's phone call.
Shame, bad weasel boy.
Oh, I'm almost getting the Merowicks to trust me now. I have so many things to say about that, but we're going to rewind and talk about how we felt about Luke for the rest of the episode. I loved him to death. He's the best.
What did you say?
I love him to death. He's the best.
Love Luke to death.
Yes.
He's the best.
Yeah. Prior to the phone call, I really enjoyed what they were doing with Luke.
I mean, so look, I like him as a character, like independently, I could be okay with him in like a different setting. Anyone who comes in there and makes Grace feel bad, I X you out instantly. What are you doing coming in there and being, oh, you don't deserve to be here. Like, you deserve the spot. Excuse me. Grace is like the hardest working kid in that town.
Here's the thing. How big is this town that she doesn't know Luke from school?
They don't go to the same school. He goes to some academy of some sort.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Apparently I missed a lot.
There were things like that that happened in this episode.
There were a lot of like quick lines that if you weren't paid, you would miss them. But okay, mm-hmm. So they go to a different school, whatever. Do you think he's really just like a Blair's villain?
I feel like he's going to be bad at first, and then she's going to find out. And then I feel like, I don't know. Like,
I don't mind him saying to Grace, who he doesn't know, like, cool that you got this internship without applying because your aunt's the mayor. Like, as someone who's not the aunt's mayor, I mean, the mayor's niece or nephew, that could bode for resentment.
But he didn't even have the decency to ask her. He doesn't know if she didn't apply. He doesn't know anything. He just assumed about Grace. Grace, who just got dumped, like, hard last week. I'm not having it. Okay?
It was fine. And all he did was
perfect, and no.
All he did was inspire her to prove him wrong by working hard.
But Grace would have done that anyway.
I don't know that she would have gone in before school.
She doesn't need to work herself, like, to the ground just to prove herself. She should be out there having some fun.
She shouldn't let people's opinions bother her if she feels confident in what she's doing.
That's true. She shouldn't feel that way. But if Luke's going to be in there getting dirt on her and making her feel bad about herself, what's that about? His little face, his little hair and stuff. I don't know. I can't.
I loved his little face and little hair.
I know. He's like a little cute little weasel like thing. And he's just there. And I can't tell if we're going to trust him or not. I can't tell.
Well, it frustrates me. This is the thing. The phone call makes us feel like we should not trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me feel like we should trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the phone call's psyching us out.
I agree.
But I have this weird complaint about the phone call in general. Because who is calling them Merowicks?
Yeah, that's what I was like, okay. But you know who else did that, right? Wasn't it Donovan?
All the Davenports.
Okay, so is that some kind of, are they in cahoots, those two?
I kind of would not be surprised if he's like Luke Davenport, the mayor's brother.
No, you know what it probably is? He's probably just there to find stuff out for Donovan because Donovan doesn't want the whole curse to break his chance with Abigail and all that. So it's going to be like, oh, we think that Luke's there to get dirt on them, but really he's like trying to help him out, you know?
No.
I think
so. If anyone other than Martha believes in the curses, then the show's broken.
Doesn't he? Doesn't he said, oh, you don't? Like, wasn't it? Or no, it was Luke. It was Luke who believes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then there you go. He's, it must be a Davenport by some relation or something. And so then they're going to try to break the curse and then Donovan can be with Abigail and Luke can be, but then poor Tyler, but whatever. Then Luke can be with Grace, and that's what they're setting up. I'm calling it now.
Okay, I'll let you call it.
Okay.
I feel like he is a bad witch.
I just want to say it.
I don't know. I just feel like it's going to end up being tomorrow, like, he's doing an article on Merriwix. And then I'll be like, oh, great. I'm so glad we got to pretend like he was a bad guy.
You really think it's going to be that?
I'm worried it's going to be like that. I really hope instead that he is just like a wicked guy who's going to scheme and cause trouble. But I don't think we're going to get to go that way.
I would be way more on board with that idea if I knew that Tyler was going to be around and if Grace had not just had her heart broken last week. Like, I would be, and it's not all about her boyfriends and all that, but whatever. She had a tough time last week, and I don't want some guy coming in there and hurting her feelings and making her all sad again. So I'm not on board with that.
We're all on team happy Grace.
I know, we are. I know.
How but would you feel if going forward that the future of the series, like, Grace gets her own standalone movie where she's at college and has a romance?
I would be so on board with it. Like, where would be the complaint? What problem would they ever have with that? That would be amazing.
Well, if the series moved, like, more away from Cassie and Martha, or, like, they did two movies a year where it was, like, mostly Middleton stuff and one mostly Grace stuff.
So you're saying not do the series anymore? Or
I don't know, just maybe.
Because I love the series. I love the 1 hour pieces every week. I like that format. But if they wanted to do like a Grace check-in every year, I would be totally, I would be fine with it if they did it 5 times a year. I mean, that would be.
I mean, I feel like Bately Madison's star is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she's going to, you know, get elevated to doing other projects.
Yeah. Which, I mean, she has, you know, she started out that way. She was doing motion pictures, and now she's been on Good Witch for 5 years, which I think she likes it. I don't think she has a problem with it.
No, I don't feel like she's too big for her britches or anything.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm trying to say. I just feel like she's so good and so lovely and such, like, a savvy person and super smart. And I think if she wants to do movies, that's probably there for her. I don't know why she wouldn't want to.
I mean, it does seem like not, you know, no diss anyway, but it sort of seems like a waste to not have her in more things. And definitely, like you've said multiple times, to not have ones that focus on her. Because most of us, all of us, whatever, are on the younger side, however you want to put that. There's definitely an audience for, you know, Amy would love it, I think, if there's somebody who's in college in a Hallmark movie, and that's really, instead of the bridge where they're in college and then it's kind of like move away from that and it's years later and it's a more regular thing and maybe more sort of not necessarily realistic, but, you know,
like definitely one in five movies could be set for people who are like under 30.
I was gonna say under 30, because they, every time they do it, it feels a little bit odd, sort of. Like, it's almost because they don't do it so much. It's, you know I've brought it up, but you don't like cats and dogs. But that was kind of fun that they had a different sort of feeling to it where she was just out of college and she didn't know what she was doing, you know?
Yeah.
You can do that.
I just wish, yeah, I just, we got real sidetracked from Good Witch. But long story short, hashtag a movie for Bailey.
I mean, obviously, she could hold down anything, but yeah, it would be, because if she's going to leave the show, or if they're going to write her off the show or anything, it would just, like, be so unfair to not have some kind of movie or some kind of, like, mini series or something with her in college. You know, they talk so much about going to college, and then when they go, it's like they're not even, where do they go? Yeah. The kids just go off to college. You can follow them there. It's fine.
Yeah, like the missing Lori.
Yeah. Sorry, Amber. I know it hurts you. I know.
Wouldn't it be so incredible if we had a spin-off standalone movie that was Bailey Madison visiting Lori in Europe?
It could be. Like, I'm not going to say for sure it would be, but it definitely could be.
It would have been amazing.
Could they could still do it. She could go study abroad and go hang out with Lori.
It would be so awesome.
I know.
Okay. Anyway,
it has to be.
This isn't a good witch pitch session. I just wanted to. I just needed to express my feelings.
That's what this is for, Amber. That's what the podcast is for.
That's true. That's true. And the podcast is where I let all my crazy go.
Luckily for us.
So how do you feel about next week?
Next week is... What's happening next week? I don't know.
Food truck stuff and kissing with the Merriwicks.
Next week, I am such a fool. Of course I know what next week is because it's Abigail and Donovan on their little date with Klondike the dog, and she's going to kiss him, and I'm so happy because they're going to be all happy, and it's cute.
Did you say Klondike the dog?
His name is Klondike, and he's saying that Klondike had a good time, and she goes, oh, tell Klondike that I had a good time too. So they're talking through his dog because they went on a date with this dog, and it's just like, the best. I couldn't be happier.
But also, we're going to get to see some residents with Sam next week. He's going to teach him how to be nicer.
Oh, that's right. Why?
How do I teach people to care?
Why would he have a problem with that?
I don't know. We'll see. I look forward to it. I have no idea what Martha's going to do.
Probably just whatever she wants now that she's mayor again.
Yes. Fix those potholes.
But what was the thing they wanted? Oh, no. There was some storyline earlier in the season that Abby was all mad about because they wanted something. And I can't remember what it was. She's like, oh, Donovan, you like those kinds of things? It was ridiculous, whatever it was. But I wish that they would address that, and then I would remember it. Okay. Or I can't remember it now.
We'll just have to see. So that's really all that I have to say. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I hope Vincent's happy.
Oh, I just hope Vincent's happy. That's true. If Stephanie ends up with what's his face?
Adam.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real sad.
Yeah.
Unless, you know.
No.
Vincent ends up with Abigail somehow.
Like, which I was super on board for in the beginning, but now no.
Because, you know. But they like the same guys.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are you just talking about last season when that weenie was like, oh, is it okay if I ask out your friend?
And I'm like, what? I feel like it has been a common thing where Abigail and Stephanie, like, kind of try to woo the same guys.
Like who?
And do the same things.
They do the same things. And wear the same
dresses.
Which was hilarious and just so 90210 and my favorite. But
I just feel like they have a lot of the same tastes. So,
they do, but I feel like Vincent doesn't have any interest in Abigail at all in any way.
Maybe once, I don't know. We'll see. I'm so confused because, I don't know. Because Cassie was giving her advice at the wedding episode and she was like, who knows, maybe the man of your dreams is right in your doorway or something.
It's like he's right outside or whatever. And she's like, I doubt that. And then it was Donovan, yes?
I thought it was Vincent.
She bumped into Donovan and on his motorcycle. Abigail?
I feel like Vincent happened to see Abigail prior to Donovan seeing Abigail.
I feel like that is not what happened. Yeah, I feel like she left the flower shop and then, like, ran into him. And she was like,
I don't know, but Cassie and Abigail were having that conversation at Gray House.
They had it at the flower shop, didn't they?
You know what? We'll fight about this next week and we'll have a rewatch in the meantime.
I love it. I love it so much. But
if it's us just fighting about our faulty memories, this is not good content.
It's fun. People love it because then they get to tell us how wrong we are.
Please tell us how wrong we are.
But also tell us who you think Vincent's going to end up with because he caught that bouquet, so he's got to marry somebody.
That is a very good point. See?
Like, they all want to get married. I thought Abigail was the one who super wanted it, so I sort of thought he'd be with her, but it feels like Stephanie, which is then what I thought, but then Adam's there, so it has to be Vincent and Stephanie. It just has to.
I don't know.
Because Donovan and Luke have to be in cahoots somehow.
Yeah, what if Donovan and Luke are in cahoots because they're naughty and they're bad, and then it ends up Stephanie and Vincent after, not Stephanie and Vincent, Abigail and Vincent, and Stephanie and Adam end up being over there playing badminton.
I mean, they have to kiss at some point because they showed that in the preview. I would be fine. I would be so happy if Abigail ended up with Vincent because I think he's a really good guy. I just have not seen any interest from Vincent in Abigail. She's the one who was, like, setting him up with Stephanie, remember?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You ready for the thing?
I'm so ready.
This is Good Witch. And you know what we know? We only know two things about Good Witch. You ready?
Yes.
Cassie is right. Uh-huh. And Blairsville's the worst. Am I wrong?
Well, technically, Martha was a Blairsville resident for, like, close to a year now.
No, no. So. That's because the mayor of Blairsville literally stole her. He annexed Martha.
But what if now that he's in love with Abigail, he's changed his ways? I mean...
I feel like I'm just saying... I'm calling it as a big scheme. Luke and Donovan are cahoots. Stephanie's gonna break up with Vincent. Vincent and Abigail fall in love.
I would be 1,000% fine with that. I would be 1,000% happy with it because I want Vincent to be with either one of them, but I think he would be a good balance for Abigail because I feel like she needs somebody who's a little bit sweeter and, like, not conniving and not... As I like Donovan. I think they're cute together and stuff. But, like, man, he needs to just quit it with the games and all that. Just be straightforward and ask her out instead of the whole, like, you can do this, I'm going to do that, that kind of thing. You know, be an adult. That's all.
Be a man.
Be a man, you little baby. Come on.
You know who I do love? Vincent. Grace. I do love Grace, too, but we're talking about Vincent. We just want Vincent to be happy.
Which is so weird.
A happiness for Vincent. Like, this is how good of a character he is. Yeah. We care so deeply about him, and it's only been 4 episodes.
It's, like, wacky, because that first episode, I'm going, oh, who is this guy? I don't know. He, like, didn't show up for stuff and whatever. And legit, 2 episodes in, I was set. I was completely set. And I'm going, if he's not happy, I'm done. I'm cutting out. I'm not doing this show anymore. And I love Stephanie, and I love Abigail, and obviously Grace. We want all of them to be happy. It's super important. But if they brought Vincent in there just to hurt him, like, it's gonna, oh my gosh.
The gloves are coming off.
They'll hear from us. They will. You know it. Because yours.
I will at them.
Amber, can't believe you said that.
I would. I will go to Twitter and I'll go, at Hallmark Channel. How dare you? That's what I will say.
Amber, hopefully it won't come to this. Hopefully it won't come to it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they could recover from that. I mean, it's so harsh.
I will word for word say, at Hallmark Channel, how dare you?
Honestly, I think I almost want it to happen just to see you do that. But I really would rather have Vincent be happy.
That's right. We want Vincent to be happy. Okay. So now that we've gone on about Vincent for 100 years, I think it's time to let our listeners go on about their day.
I mean, if you insist, I feel like they'd probably enjoy this for another, like, 3 hours, but...
Would they?
Yeah, probably. Ask them. Okay.
In the comments or on Twitter, at us and say... 3 more hours. You'd rather have us just giggle for 3 hours.
About how much we love new characters.
Yes.
Yes.
Except for the prince.
Oh, he's like...
What if Vincent ends up with Olivia?
She's with the prince.
Well...
He can't be with Olivia. Oh,
Vincent's
no.
Vincent's an upgrade from the prince.
He's a little... Obviously. He's like a ship captain. Or whatever.
He could marry them.
He could marry them. Would be weird because why would he do that? But he could.
On a boat. I don't know.
I mean, nothing's really making sense right now, so why not?
All ships are sailing. He's a ship captain. Maybe that's why I like him, because I like shipping so much.
Oh, my. How is no one? Oh my gosh. Go on with it, Amber. Just keep on with the puns. Go
That's
ahead.
All I got. That's all I got. Okay. This is really it. We're pulling the ripcord. This is the end of the episode. So, Georgia, tell us, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Georgia Speech.
All right, excellent. And I am at Amber Brainwaves on Twitter, and that's it. And you can find the podcast on at Hallmarkies Pod on Twitter, at Hallmarkies Podcast on Instagram, or go to our website, which is hallmarkiespodcast.com. It's really good. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit subscribe. If you're not watching this on YouTube, head over to YouTube and then hit subscribe just for fun. And please leave us your comments. We had a lot of questions, so please tell us the answers and tell us if you really want to watch us for 3 hours, just be ridiculous. And also, if you have any feedback or there's something we didn't talk about, which I don't know how we could have missed something, but if there is something we missed, tweet at us at HPN Feedback. That's HPN, like Hallmarkies Podcast Network Feedback on Twitter. Hashtag HPN Feedback, or send us an email to feedback@hallmarkiespodcast.com, or you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail on our voicemail line, which is 801-855-6407. Once again, that's 801-855-6407. And I really want people to give me comments for the feedback show because it's my favorite thing. So please do. And that's it. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Hallmarkies for Hallmarkies. For more information about how you can leave your mark on Hallmarkies, visit hallmarkiespodcast.com. Link in the description.